Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 9, Amending Contracts. Even the best negotiated contract agreements can require changes. After a contract is executed, amendments will modify the terms of the original agreement. Many contracts include the clauses that require all amendments be in writing and signed by each party. The amendment only changes specific details, such as delivery details. There is more than one way to amend contracts, and it is possible to use more than one option at a time. Red lines and strikeouts. Contracts can be amended using red lines and strikeouts or strike-throughs. A strikeout is what it sounds like. The information that needs to change is struck through, leaving the original information still visible. The new details are typically underlined. The amendment is generally introduced using a simple statement. Example, introduction. Each party agrees to amend the contract with the following deletions, shown by strike-throughs, and additions, shown by underline. Original, on this day, October 21, 2014, Contractor A assigns the following. Amendment, on this day, November 7, 2014, with October 21, 2014 struck out, Contractor A assigns the following. Replacing clauses. Rather than striking out old data and underlining new, it is possible to replace a clause that needs to be changed with a completely new one. The amendment will need to be introduced before the new clause is inserted, just like with red lines. Example. Original. This agreement will be governed according to the laws of New York. Introduction. Section 5 is entirely replaced by the following. New clause. This agreement will be governed according to the laws of California. Replacing clauses is particularly useful when multiple changes are necessary. Describing amendments. An alternative to replacing clauses or using red lines and strikethroughs is to describe simply the changes needed in an amendment. This method requires examining the current contract carefully to be sure that the changes outlined are accurate and necessary.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Example. The second sentence of Section 5 is amended by changing New York to California. The third sentence strikes out 412 months and replaces it with 424 months. Describing amendments can be faster than the other processes, but there is a higher risk of error when both parties are not careful to compare the original document to the communicated changes. Amendment status. Amendments are not automatically accepted and included in contracts. Both parties must agree to and accept the changes. With modern technology, amendments are easy to process and track. Most software and systems have different statuses for amendments created, but they use similar terminology. For example, Oracle categorized amendments as pending, ready, completed, or canceled. Once an amendment is created, it is pending. It can still be edited or canceled. After checking to make sure that no further edits are necessary, the contract is moved to ready. At this point, the amendment can be sent back to pending or canceled.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
After the ready contract amendment is processed, the status is completed. Without the use of technology, both parties will need to physically sign off on the changes. Case study. Paxton discovered that the number of people expected at his resort over the summer is higher than his initial projections. He will need to increase the linen that Adam's company is providing. After discussing the change with Adam, he described the amendment that he needed in the contract. When Adam looked over the amendment in comparison to the original contract, he realized that the change was not what they discussed. The change was in the wrong clause, which caused confusion. He immediately called Paxton to inform him of the discrepancy. Adam needed the amendment corrected before he would change the terms of the original contract.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.